Welcome to Peter's Podcast, where we talk about real yoga, actual happiness, and deep living. Thanks for joining me. Hey, namaste. I wanted to talk today about the president and his wife and other people at the White House getting sick. It's a tragedy. It's a tragedy on two fronts. It's sad when anyone is ill, of course. Sad when anyone dies. It's the, you know, great cause of grief for many of us. So, of course, we don't want that. We have compassion for other people. In the case of the president and this thing that he's been doing of minimizing the danger of the coronavirus and trying to, you know, make us feel stupid for caring and like wimps or snowflakes or whatever. You know, these are clearly the moves of a kind of a bully and someone who's trying to take advantage of the circumstances for his own gain. So of course we can't feel very good about that, right? And we have to draw boundaries and we have to stand up for ourselves and we have to act much as Arjuna acted on the battlefield in order to preserve justice, to preserve the Dharma, to preserve what was right. So what we're trying to do in our lives is balance those two things, you know, to balance the need to take care of ourselves and the need to take care of others. And that always boils down to a bit of a give and take, you know. And what we often do is we come out on an extreme position. And more than ever these days, we get stuck in an extreme position because we're in a polarized situation. So we're trying to avoid doing that by seeing a little bit how does the other person feel, to allow ourselves to be quiet and to listen and to know that, you know, we're not always going to get our way and we're not always going to be able to convince others of how we feel. And we're not always going to be able to be right in any given circumstance. So what does it mean to allow ourselves to not be right? It's the achieving of sattva guna. And again, to, you know, refer to the guidance of the Bhagavad Gita, sattva guna is to be established in equanimity where whatever comes, you are okay given that, which doesn't mean you won't act right afterwards to change, right? To improve the circumstances, to, you know, make things more right as you see them, as you see best. But the potential of anything being and being okay with that helps us to be in the right place to do something from this point forward, right? So, you know, we definitely had that kind of a circumstance here in our living with COVID-19. We all had to lock down. We all had to do the best we could. Some of us had an opportunity to make a change in where we were doing that. Wendy and I found ourselves in that position in July, so many months in. And, you know, you can make choices that seem better for you in any moment, right? In this situation with the president, maybe the president will learn something from this. I don't think so, because the president suffers from what I called in a Instagram post, hubris. You know, he has pride that makes it difficult for him to see things as they really are. He rather sees them as he wants them to be, and then just affirms that that's so. What we need to do is be able to have equanimity for ourselves so that we see things as they truly are, and we are okay. The Gita uses this great language that a clod of dirt or a piece of gold are the same, right? Once you can feel that way, meaning if it turns out that what's in front of you is worthless, or it turns out that what's in front of you is like, wow, you're the same in terms of you're okay with it, right? You're going to deal with what it is. And so, you know, when the president says it is what it is, there's a kernel of truth in that. But like many things with him, he doesn't really understand the full extent of what that phrase means, right? He only means it in terms of if it's not bothering him, he doesn't have to do anything with it, right? But there is a kernel of truth in that statement of it is what it is, meaning that when things come about and they come to us, when they are good for us or we feel happy about them, we tend to say, wow, this is so great. My life is so great. I must be living right. I'm getting what I want. And so I'm just going to kind of keep on with this, right? But the nature of our truth, the nature of not our truth, but truth, sat, what is, yeah, is that things are going to come that are not what we want. Our loved ones are going to die. Our loved ones are going to get sick. I'm going to get sick, right? I'm eventually going to die. I'm going to have times when I have enough money. I'm going to have other times when I don't have enough money. I'm going to have times where I get the thing I want to get. I'm going to have other times when that's not how it's going to be. Somebody's going to want someone else instead of me. And if you can grow, learn, practice being okay with any of those outcomes, then you're going to find your ability to live and your ability to be in a condition of contentment, condition of equanimity, right? Where both of those things don't mean I'm not going to try to make it different, right? So for instance, if I'm in business and I'm trying to build something in my business and I don't get an opportunity, of course I'm going to try to improve my product. I'm going to try to improve my sales pitch. I'm going to try to get new leads. I'm going to try to get more business, right? But that's very different from I don't get what I want, and then I say, oh, this is just impossible, right? Not, the world is against me. I'm just going to have to give up, right? I'm just going to have to settle for what I know I can do, which is work at McDonald's, right? But then you go to McDonald's and it turns out, oh, sorry, sir, you're too old to work at McDonald's, right? So it's like, it doesn't... And you might also find, you know what, this business idea, I've given it enough work, enough tweaking, enough good marketing pitches, enough good product improvements. It's still not working. There's something off here. Maybe it's the wrong time. Maybe it's the wrong place. Maybe it's the wrong audience, right? So you have to use your discernment on the stuff, but you might find it's just not the right time. It's just not the right product. It's just not right with you as the salesperson, you know? Or it is. But if you can maintain your equanimity, you have your disappointment, you have your emotions, but then you're like, okay, what do I need to do now? What do I need to do to get beyond this? That's the way that you are most effective, right? And sometimes you have to sort of do that fake it till you make it thing, right? You have to find the way to like muster, keep the stiff upper lip, as they used to say in the UK, I assume only from films, right? You have to figure out, how do I put one foot in front of the other now, given what's going on, given my disappointment, right? Or in the more personal realm, you lose someone, and of course you're brokenhearted about that, right? And that's a really tough one, because philosophically speaking, as a yogi, you know, we think about death as being a part of the cycle of life, right? It comes. One can be prepared for it and know that it's coming, and know that it's a part of what is, know that we are part of the universe that transcends, is bigger than, is greater than these 70 years, these 80 years, these 40 years for some people, right? These 20 years for some people, this like half a year for some people. We can do our best to philosophically understand the nature of life and to relish the time that we have and to allow for the way that things are going to be. And of course, be sad, but to not focus on the loss as much as the wholeness of it all, right? The loss is one part of the wholeness of a life, right? This time right now that we're in, a pandemic, right? There's so much sickness and death in it. There's so much fear in it. There's so much curtailment of what we're planning to do. You know, myself as much as anyone. And the best we can do is to try to stay in this place of equanimity. Like, what can I do given this thing that happened that I wasn't hoping was going to happen, right? So maybe that's providing some help to someone who's not handling it as well. Maybe it's to, you know, look for the goodness within the badness. It's a perfect time to do a practice of gratitude. Whenever there's a moment when you feel the least grateful for what's going on, that's a perfect time to practice gratitude, because it's a reminder that always there's this mix of the plus and the minus, this mix of what we want, what we don't want. There's a mix of the opposites. That is the nature of life in manifestation. The good side, the bad side, the dark, the light, the the hot, the cold. But what there always is the truth, sat, what is. I'm using Sanskrit here, sat. And asat, the opposite of what is. And if you start focusing on desiring what is not, right, then you put yourself in a condition of unhappiness. You're in, again, to use the Sanskrit word, avidya, the confusion about what is true. And as you're living in a state of confusion about what is true, you have what the Buddhists call dukkha, or the suffering, right? The opposite of sweetness. So in this time, it's important for all of us to be looking for our equanimity, to be looking for how do I stay plugged into the philosophy, the knowing of the way that life is, even though my emotional reality as a human being is going to push me around a bit when I'm encountering various things. I'm going to be, of course, sad when things don't go my way. I'm going to be disappointed when things don't go my way. I'm going to be angry sometimes when things don't go my way, right? But once you have the push of that emotion, then, you know, you're going to do your best to come back from that, to balance out the disappointment with perhaps gratitude, perhaps just trying to see things more clearly, perhaps just getting to work on doing what you think is the next thing that needs to get done in order to change the outcome the next time around, right? Or to, if it's something that's a matter of a loss, that there's, that's not a relevant thing to change the outcome, maybe it's, you know, how can I remember and take advantage of all the good that came from this thing or this person before that loss occurred, right? So I know that all of that is hard, and it's you know, relatively easy for me to sit here and say all of this stuff, but it's so important that we have a practice, that we have a way, that we keep tapping into the place where we get the most perspective on things, and then we use it in a practice of, you know, self-study, like what, how am I doing this? How am I, you know, staying true to what I know is sat, the way things are? Where am I falling down? And how can I, you know, stay on track? Right? So hopefully through practice, through classes, through workshops, through podcasts, through journaling, through, and whatever is your way that you, you know, keep yourself on the path, you keep practicing the pathway of yoga of, you know, tapas, svadhyaya, ishvara pranidhana. You practice the hard work, the getting rid of stuff that doesn't work, and doing more of the things that do work, right? The self-study that lets you determine what those things are. How do I get to meditation? How do I apply what inspiration I get in meditation in my living, right? So those things aren't disconnected, but they're integrating, right? You're weaving through what you are gaining in insight. You're weaving that into your living so that your living is demonstrating for you, ah, right, I'm able to apply a little easier the feeling of calm, the feeling of understanding that I'm gaining through my meditation practice, through my tapas, through my, you know, burning away the stuff that's not helping me so much. And the Ishvara Pranidhana, to trust that the universe is designed in the way that it is, meaning that, you know, I don't want to get religious here, but if you practice regularly, if you do these parts of the practice regularly, you will tap in to a part of yourself that is so strong, right? That is resilient, that is powerful, that even in your depths of despair, there is a spark of light that will lead you, right? And maybe it leads you to the help that you need, right? So you don't have to do everything on your own. We are obviously in community, right? There's people around us who can provide us with assistance. And your inspiration can be, I need help, right? I need to go find help. I need to go check in with a teacher. I need to go check in with a doctor. I need to go check in with whomever, right? You use your tools as best you can. You use your own discernment as best you can. right? All right. Well, I'm going to stop there. If you're having trouble with the emotional component of this, the meditations that use the mantra Satyam are very good to do. There's a number of them on my podcast as a sort of bonus meditation episodes. So go ahead and use those. If you're interested in learning more about what the Bhagavad Gita says, I'm doing a workshop on that in October. So check ishtayoga.com for that. And we will talk again soon. Namaste. That's today's episode. Thanks a lot for listening to Peter's podcast. I hope that you find real yoga, actual happiness, and deep living through your practice. Please support me on Patreon, rate the podcast, and I'll see you next week. Namaste.